Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I'm visiting with Tanner Emke. He is the lead economist for CoBank. We'll be talking about grains for the 23-24 year. We've got 23 in. Tanner, nationwide, worldwide, what is the, I guess, general consensus on what's coming up?
Well, at this point of the year, it's really all coming down to South America at this point in time because there's a lot of uncertainty about how the Brazilian crop is going to turn out. It's very hot and dry in the upper two-thirds of the country. That includes the key growing state of Mato Grosso. And right now, there's a lot of concern that they may not produce the soybean crop that the world needs. Down in the southern third of the country, it's the opposite situation and very wet. They've had to replant a lot of soybeans there as well. So not only does this raise some uncertainty on their soybean production, but this goes into next year. Because if they have to replant their soybean crop this year, what that means then is fewer acres for the safrinha corn crop next year. And so that's going to tighten the world balance sheet. And, of course, in the United States, we're having some similar discussions on corn acreage next year. Corn prices obviously are not farmers' liking. After having seen over $6 earlier this year, now we're the levels we're at right now, western Kansas notwithstanding, where basis is extremely tight. But we're looking at a scenario where we're probably going to be short on corn acres if this trend plays out. Shorter on corn production in South America, we're going to see a shift to more soybean acres here in the United States. That's some of that is going to come out of corn. And so we're going to see a tightening of the world balance sheet for corn going into 2024 further out. At this point in time, though, the farmer's got some marketing decisions he needs to make. With corn harvest now wrapping up, soybeans done, wheat is already in the bin, obviously. And so what does it look like now as we head into 2024? Well, soybeans are obviously quite a bit more favorable, given the higher price, given the tighter supply situation in the U.S., given the weather concerns down in South America. The market is building in more of a premium on soybeans, and so that's been enticing farmers into more soybean sales. Not so much for corn. Farmers have been very reluctant sellers of corn, given where prices are at. They're wanting to wait and see until corn prices actually respond, hopefully, to what's going on in South America. Now, once we get into 2024, a lot of farmers will be pressured to sell in order to cover and generate cash, to cover land rents, to cover input expenses heading into the spring growing season. So at this point in time right now, the incentive really, when you look at the futures market, is to encourage storage of corn. You can see that in the spreads between the DEIS March futures. There's clearly a carry there that is above and beyond the cost of carry, which is normally factored with high interest rates being the major factor there. So the market is definitely encouraging farmers to store it and market it later for corn. Beans, not so much. Some of the carry has gone away, so that's incentivizing more sales on beans.
That is Tyler Emke. He is the lead economist for CoBank. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.